Wake up!
Alive in Clyde.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So when you get in a fight with your significant other...
Yes?
Do you stay... Do you take the high road? Do you stay mature? Do you become immature? And if so, how immature? 280-1025. What do you do? New survey says that most of us seem to do okay, at least self-reporting anyway.
Right.
But a good chunk of us do storm out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most common one.
Yes.
I'm out of here. I'm not even going to listen to you anymore.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then the silent treatment, which is kind of just the passive-aggressive way of doing the same thing.
Right.
Not listening to you anymore. I'm not even talking to you anymore.
Right.
Right.
You know, whoops. I'm sorry about that. They also will withhold sex. Not surprised to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Well. Take that, my wife. I'm winning this round. Please.
I will admit, I haven't done this in a long time, but, you know, my wife has generally, for the most part, packed my breakfast for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always said she, you know, I've tried to do it many times over the years, but she says, you know, that we don't spend mornings together, and this is kind of her way to
be a part of your morning.
Be a part of the morning.
Nice.
And she's always, yes, it is very nice. Always wanted to do that. But, there was a time when we would get into it, that if that happened, one of the first things I would do is immediately go make my breakfast for the
ooh,
next morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it wasn't so much of a, I don't do it for, I'm going to stick it to you, as much as if I'm in a fight with you,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you doing anything
correct
for me.
Right.
I do not want to accept any kindness.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
Totally agree.
I want you to admit that you were wrong or say you're sorry.
Or this is how damaged I am. Not only damaged by what you have done, but now I have to do everything for myself for the rest of my life.
Correct.
Or until this fight is over in a couple of hours.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
On this.
And then, yes, and Kurt, you and I have talked about this before. The other thing I will do is immediately start doing housework, which I don't know where in my brain this, I think that this
that's
is
common,
a good way, because it would seem to me that her reaction would be fine.
Right.
Do housework.
Oh, no. Now he's cleaning the house and withholding sex. Oh.
But I do. If I'm doing laundry, if I'm power laundrying,
yeah,
you know, the way I'm ticked.
Okay.
Yes. Angry dishes being put away.
I knew at one point, my wife and I needed to thaw out a little bit when the kids were like, geez, Dad, I'm getting these back almost faster than
I know.
I put them in the
I know,
laundry.
Yes,
right. Delivery, kids.
It was
Ken Prime.
It was coming right back. It's like, wow. There was no, I couldn't find any more laundry to do. I'm like, well, this, I've washed all the sheets. I've done everything. All right, we better start getting along.
It's that's time right for the healing to begin.
Yes. My hands are raw.
So I showed her.
Yeah.
I showed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do the cleaning or I will storm out of the room. I'm like, well, then fine. I storm out. And then literally within 20 to 30 seconds, I am coming back into the room going, well, no, we should talk about it. Why am I wrong?
Yes.
So I make a big demonstration, but I don't follow through.
I just hold a grudge. And I do the silent treatment, but quite frankly, sometimes I think that's better because I am a person with a long fuse, and when the fuse is up, I say and do, ugh, not okay things. So in that way, I am very immature.
Now, silent treatment, will you talk the minimum, meaning if you have to... If something involving the kids, like, I think Rory should go to the doctor. Do you at least acknowledge that? Do you say, yeah, that'd probably be a good idea?
If that's the example, my response back is, I will deal with it. In that
right,
tone.
Okay.
I will deal with it.
Right.
Yep.
We're not going to talk about it.
Right.
Right. And don't try to, you know.
I like it. You can't care for me. You can't care for the kids.
That's right.
I cannot trust you right now.
That's right. You're done with all things. Go do laundry. Maybe don't do my my laundry.
So, Allison, with your boyfriend, what happened?
Okay, well, I tend to hold a grudge. I also tend to do a silent treatment. So, while he was packing one day for vacation, everything he put into the suitcase, I proceeded to put back out and put back into his dresser.
As if to say, I'm not sure if you're going with me.
What was his reaction?
Oh, he was so pissed.
Was he?
He was so mad. He tried to kick me out of the room and say, you know what? I need to pack for this trip. I need to get ready. And I was like, nope, you're not going.
I love how we're so reasonable.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Well,
thank you, Allison. Take
care. Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So you have, are you immature when you fight?
Well, first of all, yesterday was my 1-year anniversary of our divorce.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I
happy anniversary
with my words.
What's that?
I would hit below the belt with my words.
Yeah.
I say something about that. I can't count on him. His kids can't count on him.
Right.
That he's not a good role model for his son, and that just hits below the belt there.
All right. So you just go. You try to win, and you go dirty right away.
Yeah, with my words.
Yeah.
For the name calling, which is, you know, every therapist will tell you that's a bad idea, but sometimes you can't help it. You know what? Because you are being a jerk.
Well, she's bringing his parenting into it.
Right, and you're bringing the parenting and every other skill for that matter. You know where else you're bad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
You're losing your credibility, though, on that. Yeah. All right, Michelle, you have a great day. Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.